The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
So, handy win for the Bombers. And when you have a look at it, we'll get to the Kerr's stat sheet in just a moment. But I don't know that North Melbourne would have topped the charts in anything at all, Heath Buck, while we're waiting for them to make their way off the ground.
You're correct there, Coz. It was hard to watch in the end by the Kangaroos. Do you want me to run through some stats now quickly?
Yeah, just maybe a couple of team stats.
Yeah, just the team stats. Inside 50s in favour of North Melbourne, 47 to 43. Clearances in favour of North Melbourne, 32 to 28. So they won those two. Tackles, they tackled well tonight, Essendon, considering North Melbourne do bring the heat. 67 tackles to 52. And the Bombers won more of the ball, 342 to 279. Contested possessions, 126 apiece. Individually, McGrath 25 and 8 tackles, Devin Smith 23 and 6 tackles, Saad 21 disposals, Parrish 21 and 6 tackles and 7 clearances, Arrakis 20 and 3 goals, 2, Fantasia 19, Hibbard 19, Adina Ridley, McKenna and Zach Merritt, 2 goals to Langford for 14 touches, and for the Kangaroos, Simpkin 23. And 16 contested possessions, 6 inside 50s and 7 clearances. Hall 23, Zerha 19 and 2 goals, 1. Goldstein 19, 30 hitouts. Pittard, Polak, Jamont 18 apiece. And Attlee, Higgins 15. And both those boys, I think Attlee kicked the first goal of the game. Higgins kicked the goal off the ground in the third term. Thomas 13 and Ahern 13. That's a wrap for Kerr's High. We're a crowd of 4,271, Coz. That's not bad. That's a increase on what we've seen.
Is that the biggest crowd of the year?
I think it may be. No, I think there was... Oh, I'm not quite sure, Brownie, to be perfectly honest, but it's not a bad crowd. Saw Essendon 9-13-67, defeat North Melbourne 7-11-53.
Kerr's Hire, 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong. And don't forget Warralee, 10 years at the top and still so much more to come. The Bombers are forming up. We might be able to take the song from the club rooms, and then hopefully if we can, we'll try and organise you an interview from the Bombers. Here they go. So into the Bombers, John Worsfold, and I would think in particular his assistant coach in Ben Rutten doing a lot of work, Benny, with the Bombers.
We saw it firsthand last week. Rutten addressed the players at quarter time and three-quarter time and did so again tonight. I'm not sure how much coaching John Worsfold actually does at Essendon.
He's not actually there, Benny.
He was kicking the footies in the warm-up.
I'm not sure. It's a strange situation. You've got the senior coach who's probably on a pretty good wage who... doesn't seem to do a whole lot of the coaching, so.
No, well, maybe the manager, Sir Alex Ferguson style, and if the Bombers keep winning, they won't mind.
Well, that's true. They won't give us stuff if they keep winning, but I'm sure John Worsfold is not sure he knows really what to do there at the Bomberland because he seems to be on the outer. There's a bit of Austin McCrabb going on with John Worsfold. He's actually not really allowed in the huddle.
He's actually the decoy.
He's the decoy coach.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and also City to Surf Solar. Signature Homes award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. Now, Bucky, while we just wait to see if we can get an interview downstairs, not sure if you're fully prepared and able to go with...
I'm always prepared, Ian.
A few things. Well, look, let's make it easy. Geelong Insurance Brokers, our head-to-head.
I haven't got
GeelongInsuranceBrokers.com.au. Lee Brown has that, and Lee Brown will tell you who won.
Do you want the stats?
Yes.
Sean
Higgins.
We'll start with Shiel. 12 disposals, 8 contested possessions, and 5 tackles, and the 4 clearances. Sean Higgins, 15 disposals, 8 contested possessions, didn't have a clearance, but kicked a goal off the ground in the third quarter.
It was a nil-all draw, Bucky. they were both...
pretty average.
Yeah, very average. Yep. And Higgins hurt his knee last week. Is he carrying that, trying to get through with Zeeble and Cunnington out?
And Shield.
Shield got tagged, so...
And he's got probably a date with the MRO.
Yeah, he should get two weeks.
Hit on young Curtis Taylor, so he's going to have his problems. He was well held by Luke McDonald for 2 weeks in a row now. McDonald's a real pest. He stitched up Marcus Bontempelli last week, and he's done the job on Shield tonight. But they don't get the 4 points. I mean, the Doggies convincingly beat them last week. And the Bombers, when you look at that, Brownie, 14 points, it probably that margin flatters North Melbourne.
Okay, so for Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au, and they, according to Lee Brown, it was a nil-all draw, so we're not prepared to hand out an award for that. I think that probably indicates how the evening was unfolding.
Yeah, I would have thought so, yes. She was pretty scrappy.
All right, well, Geelong Insurance Brokers, thanks for their support as well.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar 5th Quarter.